Greetings, members and friends, and thanks for joining me on another Fine Points Monday. I thank God for another opportunity to meet and fellowship with you on yesterday. It is always special to see our eldest members, and I encourage you to always let them know how happy we are to see them. Join me in thanking Brother Rodney Crowder, the brother of James Crowder, for choosing to share a substantial financial blessing with us, one we greatly needed and appreciate. And his gift is another part of the continuation of the story that defines the Flag Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We are small in number, and we are of modest means. But God has provided and continues to provide us with the resources we need to do His work through the sacrifices of members and the support and kindness of people He sends our way who prove to be a blessing to us, and we, I hope and pray, a blessing to them. I want to express my thanks for the young adults who met with me Saturday and for the framework that was received and put in place to help them accomplish and realize the spiritual growth goals and needs for this important part of the church body. And now, a few closing thoughts from yesterday's sermon, A Foot in the Door. This phrase or idiom is used to describe the initial step in a process beginning on the ground floor or bottom with the potential of rising to the top. The top in our case is to realize a seat in the kingdom of God. But to realize that seat, we must first have the opportunity to get that seat. That opportunity comes when we understand the expectations and requirements God places on us. When Jesus perceived that the scribe's question was sincere and that he understood how doing those two things, loving God and loving neighbor, is the key to doing what God requires of man, Jesus said he had taken an initial and crucial step toward entering the kingdom of God by stating that he was not far from it. But realizing what it takes and doing what it takes are two different things. But we can't do what it takes until we realize what it takes. But if we understand what it takes, we at least now have the opportunity to do what it takes. And getting the opportunity to do something is getting one's foot in the door. Now it's up to each of us to use our opportunity to do what it takes in order to make the case to God to bring us up to the top by allowing our whole body inside the door of His eternal kingdom. So if we understand what it takes, because all barriers to salvation have been removed, we now have the opportunity to be saved. What we do with that opportunity, however, is up to us. Remember to join us at Friendship Missionary Baptist Church in Monroe on Wednesday, if you can. So, until we meet again, blessings and peace.